And antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Chief Mulungwe's Palace benefits from solar-powered borehole. Matambo orders the traffic officers to allow free flow during peak hours. In African news, the Seychelles to hold a presidential runoff after voter fails to produce a clear winner. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Chief Mulungwe's Palace has received a solar-powered borehole project valued at 234,678 kwacha, funded under the 2025 CDF allocation. The project includes a drilling of a borehole, installation of a 5,000-litre tank stand, and a solar-powered pump. Mukushi District Commissioner Jonathan Kapungwe explained that previously, the palace had faced serious water challenges, at times relying on ox carts to fetch water from distant sources.
Is our pride in Mukushi. Yes, the chief was very much in need of water because they were drawing water from a distance, sometimes using ox carts. Through this government, we have been able to provide the water right inside this house, and we are grateful as government.
Meanwhile, the wife to Chief Mulungwe has thanked government for the development, saying it has eased access to clean water as the palace no longer has to cover long distances in search of the commodity. Kupa Belta Province Minister Elisha Matambo has urged the Zambia Police Traffic Section to allow free flow of traffic during peak periods in the morning and evening. Minister Matambo said this after abruptly meeting traffic officers in Dola who were inspecting vehicles during a morning peak period. A visibly agitated Matambo cautioned the officers against the practice, saying it is an inconvenience to those rushing for work and those who conduct their business early in the morning. This is the second time this year the Kopa Belt Province Minister has cautioned traffic officers against the vice The first one being months ago, where the officers were found packed in the middle of the Broadway near Andela Teaching Hospital, causing a total stop to traffic flow.
Well, how can you put a road block at 7 hours and people are going to wait in time? How? You ask my chief. Put the road block, give people time to go for work from 06 up to about 10, then you do your checkup.
Okay.
People are going for work at 7 hours, you are putting a road block on the road. Why? You want the government to be unpopular or what? From today, this road, when people are going for work, give them 10, 06 to 10 hours. Let them go for work. Spend 10 hours, you start your road. So stop this, what you are doing. People are complaining there. They are going for work. Then you stop them on the road. From 06 to 10 hours, let people go for work. When they think, when their officers are working, put up your road.
Chiwala Secondary School in Masaiti District on the Copper Belt has taken steps to strengthen education in key areas that drive Zambia's development. Head teacher Chipasha Chilesha says the school has introduced a policy that allows boys to use laptops and tablets strictly for academic purposes. He explained that the move is aimed at enhancing the quality of learning and promoting responsible use of digital devices. Mr. Chilesha further pointed out that government funding has made education at Chiwala accessible to all, but emphasized that the school applies a selective admission policy to prevent overcrowding. He added that Chiwala specifically targets learners with strong abilities in sciences, mathematics, practical computing technology, design and technology subjects that are crucial to the nation's development.
We have allowed boys to have access to come with laptops, tablets, specifically for academic purposes. And when they spend a lot of time to do schoolwork on such, you don't expect them to abuse them. The free education at Chiwala is good, very good, because every child that comes there is being paid for by government. We don't have any difficulties. But I have to say that for Chiwala, the classes are not congested. I think the reason being that number one, it's a STEM secondary school. Number two, which kind of a child has to come to Chiwala, because it's a STEM school, I've told you. So obviously we look at learners imbued with certain skills to...
The National Health Insurance Management Authority, NIMA, has announced a new policy requiring all NIMA-accredited healthcare providers to issue printed claim bills to National Health Insurance Scheme and members whenever they access their healthcare services, which takes effect on 15th October 2025. According to NIMA Head of Public Relations, Akin Asiachika, the initiative is designed to enhance transparency, accountability and member empowerment within the scheme. Each printed bill will detail the healthcare services provided and the costs covered by the scheme, giving members a clearer understanding of their benefits. NIMA added that the policy will also help strengthen trust between members, healthcare providers and the scheme.
The National Health Insurance Management Authority would like to inform members of the National Health Insurance Scheme, NHIS, stakeholders, NIMA accredited healthcare providers and the public that the authority has introduced a mandatory requirement for all accredited healthcare facilities to issue claim bills to NHIS members whenever they access healthcare services. This initiative is part of NIMA's continued efforts to enhance transparency, accountability, and trust in the scheme, while empowering members to be more informed about the services they receive under their health insurance cover.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have our current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
0966 22 and 15.
Vega J5 2 then 333.
That's my number, the one with all
Poison or splat?
We all have our way of saying our number. It's more than just digits. It's part of our identity.